6:34 as we look at First News. Best news around, folks. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth, and you get a big pile of it. Let's start today with Iran and the United States waging some gunboat diplomacy now as talks over their nuclear program hang in the balance. Follows Israel's 12-day war on the country in June, carrying out the crackdown on the protest as Iran been killing their own people. President Trump's keeping pressure on him. We've got aircraft carrier groups and military assets in the Persian Gulf suggesting we could attack Iran over the killing of all of these peaceful demonstrators that want regime change there. And if Tehran would launch any mass executions over the protests, we would probably move. A second aircraft carrier group is there. We've already decimated their air force and capabilities. Israel did most of it for us. And folks, really, when push comes to shove, something has to be done. If we wait 25, 30 years before we make a move on Iran, you know, with the development of technology and warfare, what that would do to their military. Mm-hmm. And then your children and your grandchildren wouldn't that have to face that. Them being able to shoot ballistic missiles into any city in America. Folks, it's time. Something has to be done, and they're putting pressure on them to come now to the table. Two rounds of talks so far. We're still giving them time. By the way, the president and our U.S. military has ordered everybody out of Syria as well. We're taking precautions just in case. The president's Board of Peace will meet for the first time in Washington, a test on whether one of his foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support with the ceasefire agreement currently in place in Gaza. Trump's ambitions for the board governing and rebuilding Gaza is going to be challenging for the United Nations Security Council and their role. There so far have been limited progress in achieving some of these things, but the ceasefire is still holding. President Trump also discussing potential arms sales to Taiwan, with Chinese President Xi raising concerns about it. The island relies on U.S. backing in face of China's territorial claims and threats. Trump's comments come over the weekend, prompted by some experts to say it might violate some foreign policy principles of defining our relationship with Taiwan. Experts say Trump's comments may be creating a dangerous precedent. Yeah, but those were only the experts that AP talked to. Others said it's the right thing to do to protect them from the aggression of China. So why don't you cover both sides of this story? Why don't you be fair and accurate? Ocasio-Cortez was asked about Taiwan getting help from the United States while she was in Munich and stumbled and stammered through it. Didn't know what to do with that situation. No major developments, folks, in the Nancy Guthrie case. Authorities trying to solve the disappearance said they might tap into some DNA genealogical databases, the same step that police took to unravel a series of murders in California of the four college students in Idaho. It helped them. If unknown DNA evidence can be connected to someone in a database, then it could lead investigators to a suspect. But so far, folks, nothing really breaking through in that Guthrie case. Authorities said the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers have been found, one still missing after an avalanche in Lake Tahoe. They were dispatched to the Castle Peak area Tuesday morning. 6 others were found alive. Heavy snow, threat of additional avalanches slowed the rescue effort in the mountains. They told families the mission is moved from rescue now to recovery. 8 victims were found all fairly close together. 3 of them were discovered by skiers who survived the avalanche. Give you something else to worry about. The Federal Transportation Department sent more than 550 commercial driving schools in the United States that train truckers and bus drivers must close. Investigators said they are employing unqualified instructors. They failed to adequately test the students and had other safety issues at 550 of the driving schools in America. The latest move, they said, would improve safety. Unlike previous action to decertify these schools, one focused on the active schools, and they found significant shortcomings. The department's been aggressively going after these states that are handing out commercial driver's licenses to illegal immigrants who should not have qualified for them ever. Since that fatal crash in Florida back in August, half these people, they can't even read and understand our signs on the roads, and they were given commercial truck driving licenses, folks. Bad news. A New Jersey Catholic diocese this week agreed to a $180 million settlement to resolve allegations of clergy sex abuse, a figure far exceeding agreements in some of the other dioceses. Bishop Joseph Wilson, which covers New Jersey and Philly suburbs, announced the settlement yesterday. One of the attorneys representing the victims suing credited the survivors' persistence in reaching that agreement. The settlement is more than $80 million in settlements in Boston and Philly. The Archdiocese in L.A. agreed to $880 million payment. Folks, boy, you talk about a sin. What happened there to the youngsters being abused by people throughout the churches in America for so many years? Hopefully they can get that resolved and get it all cleaned out to restore people's faith in faith.
Yeah.
Big news today, Prince Andrew being arrested. Investigation into the Epstein files, stripped of his royal title because of the links with Jeffrey Epstein, suspicion of misconduct in public office. Governors arriving in Washington for the gathering of governors. President Trump didn't invite all the governors to the White House. A lot of them have been critical of the president. The break with tradition reflects his approach in this term, as he will work with governors to get things passed through states and the governors in America. Mark Zuckerberg and opposing lawyers dueled in an L.A. courtroom. We talked about it earlier. Answered questions about young people's use of Instagram and his congressional testimony that he went before Congress. A 20-year-old woman seeking to hold social media companies responsible for harms to kids. It's an unprecedented social media trial. Could go on for another 4 to 5 weeks with witnesses and testimony. Bernie Sanders was in L.A. Bernie's kicking off a campaign for a proposed billionaire tax. Set off an uproar in Silicon Valley, and now this has led to divisions among Democrats. Sanders said the passage of the tax would show that the billionaire class could not have it all. The proposal has not qualified for the ballot yet. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders and the tens of millions of dollars he made from being a senator from Vermont. They always seem to bypass that.
Right.
And the proposal has created a rift between Governor Newsom now and some prominent members. Folks, you know, we talked about it in the past. You know, there's only 1,000 billionaires in the United States.
They never cover that.
That's all.
Yeah.
People think there's hundreds and tens of thousands. There's 1,000 billionaires spread throughout the United States. Billionaires who a lot of their billions based on assets, not cash, or based on stock holdings, not cash. Bernie Sanders should look at his own portfolio and see what we can do about that. Vaccine maker Moderna said the Food and Drug Administration will decide whether to approve their new flu shot for older adults. After all, they announced the change Wednesday, a week after the FDA refused to review it because they used the mRNA technology. That dispute centered over how the vaccine was compared to today's shots. They want full approval of it for adults between the ages of 50 to 64 and accelerated approval for people 65 and older. The FDA said they will revisit it. Food and Drug Administration wants to drop its longtime standard of requiring two rigorous studies before you get a new drug approval. That change was announced Wednesday by the Trump administration to speed up the availability of medical products. Since the 60s, the FDA has generally required new drugs to be shown safe and effective. A lot of people forgot about the president's first term. Remember when the president signed the Right to Try bill?
Right.
That would people on their last leg who have really no hope had the right to agree to trial an experiment drug or anything to treat their cancer or whatever symptom they have. He wants to speed this up to get new drugs in the market that may offer hope for some. Online seller eBay, they want a bigger share of the Gen Z market. I lost it here. Oh, yeah. The deal comes at a time when used clothing has become increasingly popular, sought out by shoppers searching for unique items, costs less than the new ones, keep the old stuff from heading to the landfill. EBI CEO Jamie Eineman said the acquisition is an opportunity to capture young Democrats, but eBay wants to try to get bigger share of the Gen Z market. Japanese Prime Minister said she hopes to deepen a relationship with the United States. She wants to strengthen cooperation between the two countries when it comes to rare earth development and economic security. She's going to be in Washington next month, elected as prime minister, gearing up to work on policies she said are needed to make Japan stronger and Japan more prosperous. Walmart had good news yesterday on the business front. Walmart delivered another quarter of impressive sales. The outlook for the next couple was kind of muted, but last quarter, again, Walmart did very well. World shares were mixed today after stocks advanced. Markets in Greater China were closed because of the Lunar New Year holiday they have over there. Oil prices rose as media reports a likelihood of a conflict with Iran. So you can imagine the price of oil jumped a little bit yesterday. Crude oil was up 94 cents, but still, crude is at $65.99 a barrel. Markets in Greater China closed because of the lunar holiday, but in Tokyo, the Nikkei was up. In South Korea, their index was up 3.1%. Australia's index was up almost 1%. Our index here in the U.S., the S&P, up 0.6 of a point. The Dow was up 0.3 of a point. NASDAQ yesterday finished up 0.8 of 1 point. Several profit reports came in from companies yesterday. Moderna was up 6.1%, saying regulators at the Food and Drug Administration are going to review their flu vaccine candidates after earlier refusing to consider it. Now they're going to look at it again. And all kinds, folks, of great news on the economy. A lot of the major news media outlets won't tell you this. Reports on the economy were better than expected, with one saying industrial production improved last month. Orders for computers, fabricated metal products, long-lasting manufactured goods all rose more in December than the economists had forecast. If you don't include airplanes and other transportation equipment, a third report is out saying home builders broke more ground on more new homes in December than anticipated. Once again, all these experts, they get them wrong every single month because they go to the experts that they want to go to try to infiltrate your mind and put these things in there that make you believe that something's happening that's not. Price of gold up 0.6% yesterday. Silver was up 2.1%. A Bitcoin now $66,900. And let's see here. There was one more thing. Oh, yeah. News out of Wyoming yesterday, folks. Wyoming's Teton County is the wealthiest, again, the ranks the wealthiest county in the United States, with the average annual per capita income is $532,903 a person.
Wow.
That's down in Jackson. And Jackson. But now those incomes obviously come from outside of Jackson.
Yes.
You can't work as the street sweeper in Jackson and make $532,000, but that is the wealthiest, highest earning wage of any county in the United States. And finally, the grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, he's lashed out at Hershey's. He's accusing the company of hurting the brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said Wednesday they're just trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. High cocoa prices have also led Hershey and other manufacturers to experience with using less chocolate. Brad Reese is 70. He said in a letter to Hershey's brand manager that the company is starting to replace some of the good ingredients and affecting the taste. Wants to know how they continue to do that. The grandson of H.B. Reese, who spent 2 years at Hershey before forming and owning the candy company that he built back in 1919. He said that Reese's peanut butter cups are made the same way they always have been. With milk, chocolate, and peanut butter, the company makes itself from roasted peanuts and a few other ingredients, including sugar and salt. But some Reese's ingredients vary, he said, as we've grown and expanded their product line. They make recipe adjustments that allow them to make new shape sizes that fans actually come to like, but they're trying to protect the essence of what made Reese's unique and special, and that was the perfect combination of chocolate and peanut butter, and he thinks Hershey's went too far. He said he recently threw out a bag of Reese's Mini Hearts, in which the new product released on Valentine's Day. He said they're made from chocolate candy and peanut butter, and he said They didn't taste right. They weren't edible. This is a guy who is a relationship of Reese. The Food and Drug has strict ingredient and label requirements for chocolate. In order to be considered milk chocolate, products must contain at least 10% chocolate liquor. And that's a paste, and they make it from ground cocoa beans. Products also must contain at least 12% milk solids and 3.9% milk fat if they are going to be considered a milk chocolate problem or product. And he said they've changed the recipes and he doesn't like it. Now, I had a Reese cup recently and I couldn't taste the change in the Reese cups, but, you know, companies do it. And I don't think probably the average American would recognize it.
No.
If there is a change or a cutback or something in one of the ingredients.
Well, and something you and I always talk about with my mom, you know, there's no good restaurants left in Great Falls. What your taste buds change, too, as you get older.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I still like Reese cups. I like them frozen.
I do, too.
And they're really good. Cat Country News time is 6:52. Sports and weather next.
In sports, you know who's had a bad time recently, a bad week? Lindsey Vonn. She crashed. She broke her tibia in three places and has had three surgeries. And then the next day, her dog Leo died. So, yeah. And you had the story yesterday about Ronda Rousey coming back and going to fight this other gal. They're going to do extensive medical and neurological testing, even more than what is required of other fighters, because Rousey has a history of concussions and type of things. She shouldn't be getting back in the ring. Yeah, 39, 40 years old. Yeah. You should walk away.
Yeah, she should. Well, it's going to be cold today, folks. The snow's over. We had about an inch or so, and the high today may be 17. Going to be a little breezy, too, so those wind chills are going to still be around today. Then we start warming up, 33 on Friday, mid-30s over the weekend, 56 by Monday. And we should see sun over the weekend as well. It's about 3. It is below zero in some of the outlying areas this morning. And the roads are very slippery. Keep that in mind. Even though we only had about an inch, the roads are very slick. So watch that today. You don't need extra time today because it's just your God-given right.
Look,
to be late.
They're lucky they hired you.
That's right. Anyway, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.